Smile.
90.4 FM.
Me and my mates went out drinking one night, and the plan was to leave enough money over to buy takeaways on our way home. So regardless, that never happened, and we went home. Mind you, this is 2 in the morning, 2:30. So we're hungry, and we needed to cook something to eat. And I thought I was just going to quickly sit on the couch, just relax while the food is cooking, and that's where I fell asleep. And then I awoke to the noise of my window bursting. So at that point, the window had burst behind the kitchen where the stove was, and the blinds started melting. And half the room, literally from the roof to the floor in the half, was covered in a thick black smog. And it was stinking, and there was about a 2.5 to 3 foot flame on the counter.
Did you own the place or were you renting?
That was a rental.
Oh, no.
I was asked to vacate the premises, and I was also given a letter for all the damages. I think the moral of the story is don't cook food for yourself when you've been out.
So we've been talking about kitchen disasters this morning, and of course I've got one as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys know me by now.
I was waiting.
So this happened quite a while ago. It was back in my varsity days, and I was seeing this guy, and I really liked him. And he lived at home with his mom and dad, but it was a beautiful home, like really, really stunning. And one weekend, his parents went away on holiday, so we had the house to ourselves, and we decided that we were going to cook dinner in this beautiful kitchen. And obviously, like, I liked him a lot and I wanted him to like me. Mm-hmm. So I was pretending to know my way around the kitchen. But I wasn't that great. But I was going to pretend. I was going to fake it until I made it. So anyway, we're cooking this pasta dish with spaghetti. He goes to the bathroom. And I remember I'd seen on a couple of cooking shows before that if you want to test whether your pasta is al dente,
you need to take it
and you just need to toss it against the wall. And if it sticks there, then the pasta is ready. So I'd seen this before and I was like, I'm going to try this now. So I'll wait until he goes to the bathroom. But now, because I'm a little bit extra, you guys know what I'm like. Instead of taking one little piece of pasta and tossing it against the wall, I take a handful of spaghetti and I throw it up against the ceiling. The problem being, the ceiling was really high, and instead of falling down, it stuck there.
So it was done. Perfect.
And now I'm freaking out, thinking this guy's going to see what I've done in the kitchen. And, you know, so I go to get the broom, but the ceiling is really high, and I can't reach it. And it's sticking there like a spaghetti stalactite. And now I'm really freaking out. It was a very fusilli mistake to have made.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 6 tot 9. With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.